So first off, through the research that I did, I guess basically I saw that you came to Eau Claire in 92 as a student at the university. Were you in Eau Claire prior to that?
Lived in Eau Claire all my
You
life.
lived in Eau Claire all your life?
Yep.
Okay. Was baseball something that you played growing up?
Yep.
What time did you, or when did you start playing baseball for you?
Probably when I was seven.
Okay.
So that would have been probably 1980.
Do you remember anything about the Little League system?
Yeah, the Little League system in Eau Claire was a pretty big deal then. I think there's less leagues now. I probably played Little League in about 1983 or so. It started when you were 10. Before that, there was T-ball, and that was it. And now I think they start Little League even earlier. But back then, you played T-ball until you were 10, and then you played Little League. And Little League was 10, 11, and 12. There were three leagues in town. The American League, which was on the south side of Eau Claire at Mann School. The National League, which was on the west side at DeLong Middle School. And then the North Side League, and I think it was called the North Side League, was held at North High School and at St. Olaf's Church.
Okay.
There was a field there then. So I played there as 10, 11, and 12-year-old.
So was each league like a separate entity, or did they intermix
games? Each league
was
a separate entity.
Okay.
And then at the end of the season, there was a Eau Claire tournament.
Okay.
But each league was separate. There was separate all-star teams that competed separately at the end of the season. I don't know how that's structured now, but that's how it was then. Locally, there was a Seymour League, there was a Halley League, Lewis Creek, Chippewa Falls. We played each other at the end of the season in all-star games. Altoona as well. After that, we played at, there was a 13-year-old league at Mount Simon,
mm-hmm.
and then a 14- and 15-year-old league at Mount Simon, and a 16-, 17-, 18-year-old league at Mount Simon. And that was, everybody together.
Okay. And that was separate from high school baseball?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So I played in all those leagues and played high school baseball at North High. And the programs were the same as they are today, North Regis, Emmanuel, and Memorial. And played at Mount Simon.
Okay.
And then after that, I played for the Chippewa Lumberjacks for a period of time in the CRBL, Chippewa River Baseball League, and then had some medical issues. And when I was through that, I started playing with the Eau Claire Bears, and I played and managed the Eau Claire Bears for a number of years.
Okay. So you were a player manager?
Yeah.
I see you've got kids. So are you planning on having them play as much as possible?
Yeah, we'll see.
Keep trying
I've got
to
two daughters.
Yeah.
So we'll see what interest they have. I hope so.
Yeah.
They're young, though, 5 and 1.
So, a few years, I guess.
Yeah.
And then how long did you play competitively then? When did you stop playing with the Bears?
I played with the Bears for 12 years.
Okay.
And I stopped playing 2 years ago.
Okay. And you managed them the entire time.
Yep. And it was a real, really a good run. We started out, the Bears were formed as an amateur team in 1995, I believe. And I started playing with them, I think, in 98.
Yep.
Years kind of run together.
Yeah, I've got you here. It's 98.
That's about right.
Yep.
And, we were a really young team then, but we really built a good team. And, over a couple of years' time frame, we built a team that was a winner. We won the CRBL a number of times. We won the South Division, which is broken in two. The CRBL is the North Division of 5 teams, South Division of 5 teams. We won the South Division, maybe the last 6 years that I was with the Bears, and we won the CRBL championship 5 of those years. the last 6 years, we were Wisconsin has an amateur league or an amateur organization called the Wisconsin Baseball Association, and there's a number of leagues that are a part of that, maybe 12 leagues that are a part of that, but I'm not sure it's about that. The Bears made the semifinals of that tournament 6 years in a row, and we won it once. We played in the championship game another time, after I left, they've won it twice since then as well with the same team. So it's really been a successful, successful program.
What made you decide to manage the team as well as play? Was there a reason?
Well, they needed somebody. It's tough to find people to manage.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed somebody, and I enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed the strategy of the game, probably more than playing it. I decided I wanted to do it. The cool thing about the Bears to me was it's all local people. The CRBL has a rule that everybody needs to live within 25 miles of the baseball park.
Oh, really?
Almost all of our folks lived in Eau Claire. When we first started, it was people that had played, college baseball in Eau Claire, but of course that went away. So, we had a lot of Eau Claire people, and, we were very competitive, in fact, and had a great winning percentage against teams that maybe would be considered higher caliber, like the Cavaliers, the Rochester team, the Marshfield Chaparrals at that time. Those were teams that could recruit from anywhere and were pretty high caliber amateur teams, and we had a very good winning percentage against them. The first couple of years there, the Cavaliers would maybe lose two or three games and one or two of them beat us. So we were always very competitive with teams that had a bigger recruiting area.
Was it always a bigger game playing against the Cavaliers than the other Eau Claire team?
Yeah, we'd be pretty excited to play them. And just because it was, we were always kind of the second fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
When it came to the media and perception, so it felt good to play them and good to beat them. They're a great team. We always had competitive games. There was not ever a blowout either way. They were always great games.
And you guys both shared Carson Park?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, both shared Carson Park. So that was a real good run with the Bears.
The accolades that I have here from the team, I'll get into that in a bit.
Okay.
It seems like, it was a really good stretch.
Yeah.
And it still is from what
I've seen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you have any knowledge of the old Eau Claire Bears? The Hank Aaron Bears, the Bob Uecker Bears?
Yeah, a little bit, just from reading. Summer Up North that Jerry Poling wrote is great. And so I have some knowledge from that. Bob Uecker wrote about the Bears a little bit in Catcher in the Rye, and other than reading, that's really what I know. I think the Summer Up North was probably the most in-depth research that I did on the Bears.
Okay.
So.
From the research I did on the Bears, it was 98 was your first year that I found that you were manager.
Yep.
And in the first four seasons, it seemed like you only qualified once for the playoffs.
Yep.
But between 2002 and 2007, you made it every single year.
Yep.
Was there anything that you felt changed within the team that brought you guys to?
Yeah, absolutely. The team got a little older. We started out with a lot of young guys.
Okay.
And that's good. It's a pretty high caliber talent level in the league and in the WBA. There's a lot of former major leaguers, former minor leaguers, future minor leaguers and major leaguers. It's high caliber baseball. And we had a lot of young guys, and they got older. We were really able to, gain some really good experience pitching in about 2002, and that really is what put us over the top. The younger guys, the younger position players got a little older and a little better. They reached that kind of that peak age for hitting,
mm-hmm.
and we got some good pitching. And pitching really was what always differentiated us, you know, with our competition, the CRBL, and our competition in the WBA. We had a lot better pitching, and we were very deep. We have 8 or 9 guys that could throw, and a few of them that were really good. John Huth, former minor league pitcher, who still pitches occasionally with the Bears. Matt Lundy, very talented college pitcher for Stout. He's still pitching with the Bears. Adam Farrell, very accomplished college pitcher. Justin Kumperman, just a lot of guys that were very good college and some minor league pitchers that really put us over the top.
Did you ever get to play with Eau Claire for college, or was the team...
The team disbanded in 95.
In 95. So did you play at all?
No, I didn't. I didn't play. I was off of baseball for about 5 years.
Okay.
So, and that was unfortunately during that time period.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to have been able to have the opportunity in 95 or 96 when I was ready to start playing again. I would have loved to have had the opportunity, but
mm-hmm.
there was no opportunity then. And it was a good team. I don't know if I'd have been good enough to make it, quite frankly, in 95.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard much, I guess, about the Eau Claire team, and there's politics involved beyond...
There are a lot of politics.
But it seemed, yeah, like it was a great team.
The 95 team, 94 team were great teams. In those days, Oshkosh was really the powerhouse. Oshkosh is still a powerhouse, but they were the powerhouse in Division III baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And in 94 and 95, Eau Claire was right with them. There were some great players there. It was really disappointing to lose the team.
Yeah, that's pretty much the consensus that we've all heard within the class and other things from different interviews, yeah. So, accomplishments, I guess, with the team. You, 2006, were the manager of the year. You guys won 5 South Division titles, 3 Chippewa River Baseball League titles, 5 WBA regional championships, and 1 state title. Does anything stand out as your biggest accomplishment out of all of those, or was there a specific year that you feel like...
You know, to tell you the truth, I think the 5 regional championships was a pretty big deal for the WBA. Winning the league was a big deal as well, mm-hmm. as much as we did, but, you know, we really played some good teams in the regionals WBA, and that's, you're basically down to the final 32 teams, and so in your regional, there's 4 teams, and it's all seeded. We weren't always seeded top in those 5 years. In fact, the year that we won it wasn't our strongest team, but we got hot at the right time and carried it, and there were other years that we were seeded 1 out of 32 that we didn't win it, that we made the final game and lost, or the semifinals and lost to the champion, typically. The 5 regional champions in WBA, I think, was probably the biggest accomplishment. Manager of the Year was fun, but, I mean, we had a good team. It's pretty easy to manage good talent.
Yeah. Who votes on Manager of the Year? Is that done by the players or by the association?
The other managers.
Okay.
So at the end of the year in the CRBL, there's a end of the year meeting where we vote on all league and other things. But that's who voted on it. And we had a good year. Again, I think there are other years that I probably was more deserving of winning Manager of the Year than that year. But that was the year I got it, and I can't complain. I was. Yeah, grateful for that.
You already mentioned specific players, but were there any specific moments or anything that stick out in your mind within the years that you feel are important, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, the year that we won it, we didn't have the deep pitching that we did other years. We had John Huth and Matt Lundy, but when you get to the finals, you got to win three games. So, you know, John and Matt pitched, I think, the opposite. Matt pitched game one and pitched a great game, and John Huth pitched game two and pitched a great game. And in both cases, we beat teams that were supposed to, you know, that were heavily favored versus us. Because, again, that year we were not a high seed. And we had great pitching both those games, and I think both of them pitched nine innings. And then in the championship game, you know, we weren't as deep. So Shane Bob, who's an Eau Claire guy, started in the championship game and pitched a great game. And Matt Lundy came out and pitched the last two innings and shut the door for the championship. So that's very memorable. Some other individual games that I can think about, we had a doubleheader at Whitehall one year, and Scott Wolf, who's another local person who was definitely one of the best all-around players that I had on the Bears, if not the best all-around player that I had on the Bears. He pitched, played a great shortstop, you know, great all-around hitter. Scott, in that doubleheader, had like four home runs and you know, a bunch of doubles. It was just sickening, the offensive day he had. That one really stands out to me. And then a lot of great wins. You know, we had wins and losses. We had a great rivalry with Tilden. Tilden was on the north, we were on the south, and those years that we were winning the south, they were winning the north. And it was Tilden and Eau Claire battling. And we just had some great games against those guys over the years. Again, never a blowout, always close, and they'd win some, we'd win some. So, you know, that rivalry was always a lot of fun, too, and very memorable. Tilden had a lot of Eau Claire guys and a lot of Chippewa guys. So
they're more of a stacked team compared? I mean,
no, I don't think so, but they had
more to look for, more talented go-to?
Yeah, Tilden had a long, you know, really a long tradition in the CRBL. And prior to the Bears kind of stepping up, it was always Tilden and Augusta. And when we overtook Augusta, that was kind of a big deal, because Augusta, for years, was kind of the class of the CRBL. They won the league title quite a few times, and they, again, kind of battled with Tilden for a number of years as the team in the league. And when we were able to overtake those guys and kind of take over the South and, you know, take over as kind of the class of the CRBL with Tilden, that was a big deal.
You mentioned slightly about the media and how they kind of took the Cavaliers side, I guess, or
yeah,
more about them than you.
Yeah.
How do you think the public in general felt about the teams?